Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Debate ratings. CARE exposed. Bill to protect children, and a day that will live in infamy. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Republican debate had the lowest ratings of any debate ever. A record for News Nation, 1.6 million people, and then another 2.5 million people watched on the CW, most watched show on the CW since 2018. The first debate was 13 million viewers. Then the November debate, down to 7.5, and now down to 4. There should now be no doubt left. The executive director of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, a Muslim rights organization, gave a speech at the American Muslims for Palestine convention in Chicago. He said, quote, "The people of Gaza only decided to break the siege, break the walls of the concentration camp on October 7th. And yes, I was happy to see people breaking the siege and throwing down the shackles of their own land. The people of Gaza have a right to self-defense. And Israel, an occupying power, does not have the right to self-defense." And the mask is off. More fallout after the disastrous Harvard, MIT, and UPenn presidents hearing in Congress about how they really didn't respond to stuff like that from their own students. Penn lost a $100 million donation from Ross Stevens. He's the founder of Stone Ridge Asset Management. He gave a $100 million gift recently, and he took it back. He said its permissive approach to hate speech, calling for violence against Jews, would violate any policies of rules that prohibit harassment and discrimination based on religion, including those of Stone Ridge. Throughout $100 million. A Tennessee state Republican has proposed an age verification bill, which would require everyone to prove their age before accessing a pornographic website, similar to bills passed in Virginia and Utah. The bill would require a company to match a photograph of the user with a U.S. photo ID. The assemblyman said, "My top priority is the safety and health of children. Pornography is a societal disaster. Modernizing existing laws to require age verification will protect children from it and help the internet stay digital, not degenerate." Ike Schaab was a sailor when he heard the attack. He ran above deck and saw Japanese planes flying overhead. He was 21 at the time. And 82 years later, Mr. Schaab has returned to Pearl Harbor on its anniversary, the attack that killed 2,300 Americans. He was one of five survivors who was at the ceremony yesterday. There's only one member of the USS Arizona who's still living. Lou Contor of California's 102. God bless these men. I'm Mike Slater, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As a born and bred New Yorker, I have gone through bad and good times in the nation's largest city. With more than 8 million residents, some believe Gotham is ungovernable, but they are wrong. However, right now, the city's on the verge of anarchy after 10 years of far-left governance. Hundreds of thousands of high earners have already packed up, mostly replaced by poor people who do not pay much in taxes. On Saturday, I drove into the city from my home 22 miles from Manhattan. It took me almost 2 hours. Many city streets and avenues were blocked. There was absolutely no traffic control. Intersections blocked by drivers breaking the law as hundreds of cyclists wove in and out of traffic, creating extremely dangerous situations. If a car hits a cyclist or jaywalker, you are sued and you will lose. I've been to extremely chaotic cities like Saigon and Cairo. New York is now worse. The civil and criminal systems have completely collapsed. No one is in charge. Quality of life has plummeted as miscreants run wild. At this point, it would almost take martial law to regain control of Gotham. They say if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, and that's still true. But one look at New York City madness begs the question, why would anyone want to make it here? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. So John says progressive programs are not designated to help most people. They're designated to divide and control, tax, and drive the people to dependence. Absolutely right. Progressives want people dependent on the federal and state governments. That's what they want. Robert Pone, Santa Ana, California. Why would Fox News and Governor DeSantis elevate Governor Newsom to the level as a candidate for the White House? I don't think they did that. I think they wanted a culture debate, contrasting two very powerful states. I had no problem with that. Patrick Donahue, Dubai. I'm currently working here and watching the No Spin News and CNN and the BBC. All right, good. You're getting a good balance there. Although CNN and BBC pretty similar. You would think listening to BBC, CNN, that Hamas are the good guys and the Israelis the bad guys. Might be generalizing a little there, but both news agencies cater to liberal people, as Fox caters to conservatives. Bob Yankalunas, Youngstown, New York. Is there any interior resistance from the people against Hamas? No, because you can't resist Hamas. They shoot you down the street. They'll kill your family. You can't resist. They're terrorists. Charles Fish, Colonial Heights, Virginia. Now that Congressman Santos has been expelled, what's the procedure to replace him? Special election. It's my district. Okay. And that'll happen next couple of months, I think. So there's no appointment. The seat remains vacant until there's a special election. Now, the seat comes up again in November, so there'll be two elections. But that's what will happen. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 1947, President Harry Truman officially dedicated one of the biggest national parks in America. After Disney World, it remains Florida's most popular tourist attraction. Here is the story of the Everglades. The tropical wetland is 8,000 square miles of slow-moving rivers, marshes, tidal plains, and beaches. The ecosystem is the most diverse on Earth. It contains 1,000 varieties of bird, 75 different reptiles, 50 types of mammals. Europeans first tried to tame the swamp 400 years ago. The Spanish abandoned the project after settlers died from disease and animal attacks. The invention of the automobile allowed Americans to populate the region in the early 20th century, although it was hot down there with no air conditioning. Today, the area is home to just 500 people, nearly all members of the Seminole Indian tribe. To survive, they live in elevated homes to avoid floods and dangerous creatures. Despite human development, the glades remain a treacherous landscape. There are dozens of species that can kill you. Gators, crocodiles, sharks, snakes, poisonous frogs, spiders, panthers, and bears. And here's something else you might not know. The most dangerous predator in the Everglades arrived in the 1980s, the Burmese python. Researchers believe there are at least a 500,000 pythons now living in South Florida. Adult snakes can be 25 feet long, can crush a human being in 2 minutes. Officials spend millions of dollars every year to eradicate the pythons. The government will actually pay you to journey into the swamps and kill the snakes. The dead serpents are turned into boots, jackets, watch bands, even food. Americans now consume more python meat than any other people on Earth. The average Everglades resident eats snake twice a year. The most popular preparation? Python jerky. I will not be having that. Back after this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.